Electromatic radio.
Kid, are we on the air? Oh, for not again.
Trick or treat.
Yeah. You know, this has got to be the busiest Halloween we've ever had here.
Candy.
Yeah, candy. Gee, you know, you kids are cleaning me out this year. Usually I don't stock up on candy on Halloween because, you know, this is a radio station and usually we don't get trick-or-treaters up here on the third floor, especially when you have to have a pass to get into the building and all.
Candy.
Yeah, gee, I don't know. What do we have left here? Let's see. Here's a bunch of post-it notes for the princess.
Yay!
Some licorice-flavored zigzag papers for the kid in the scream mask.
Yay!
And for the tall kid with the pillowcase over his head, a menu for Chinese takeaway.
Thanks, Gray.
Now get out of here before I call the cops on you.
Yay!
Not you, meatwad.
Sorry, Gray. I mean, mister. I have a lot of other houses to hit tonight. So much sugar, so little time.
Take the pillowcase off your head now, Matt.
Well, what do you know? It was me all along. What a surprise.
Yeah, what a surprise. All right, kids, start talking. What's with all the rugrats in the station?
I forgot to turn the porch light off.
And what's your excuse?
Come on, Gray. Free candy. Where's the Halloween spirit?
Sorry, kid. Halloween means nothing to me.
But, Gray, Halloween!
Nope. Sorry.
Jeez, Gray, what happened? Did you get nothing but pennies when you went trick-or-treating as a kid? Did you wait too long to buy that Spider-Man costume, only to find that the only thing left on the shelf was Zan the Wonder Twins?
Listen, it's just not my thing, alright? Now get back down to your booth and monitor this show before I pull out your tongue, run it through a pasta maker, and lace my shoes with it!
I'd love to, but I can't. I'm heading down to Sub-Basement 5 to collect some data, seeing as how this is the anniversary and all.
Anniversary? Of what?
Get you, like you don't know.
No, I don't. What anniversary?
You mean you took a job here and you didn't even know about Dr. Emilius and the X-Sound incident of 1948?
What's that?
No kidding? Well, back in 1948, Electromatic Radio's engineer was a Dr. Eisenbart Emilius. Really sharp guy, MIT graduate. The guy spent the better part of a decade doing really bang-up work for the station. But in mid-1948, he started to go a little funny, started getting paranoid and angry, started hearing voices and seeing things. Some say he simply went nuts. Others say he soaked up a little too much radiation from the plasma containment field. Well, one way or the other, Dr. Emilius eventually went mad. And no one took note because, after all, the guy was always a little eccentric, and management was willing to turn a blind eye because he was so important to the station. But little did anyone suspect how insane he had become. And somewhere, in the depths of his madness, he had an inspiration. He began asking for and getting thousands of dollars for a secret project down in Sub-Basement 5. He told management he was building a new kind of transmitter, but what he was actually building was the X-Sound generator.
Well, what's that? What's an X-Sound generator?
X-Sound is anti-sound. It's the opposite of sound. It's as if you were to keep turning down the volume on a stereo until it was down to zero, and then just kept turning it and turning it, and after a few billion years of turning down the volume, that silence, that's X-Sound.
I don't get it. So it's just a lot of quiet.
Oh, it's beyond quiet, Gray. Even quiet is still on this side of sound. X sound is so quiet it flips to the other side and becomes exactly what sound isn't. It eats sound. It eats thought. They say that you can't hear yourself scream in the presence of X sound, but then you can't hear yourself think about screaming, and then you can't think about thinking. X sound takes your brain and throws it down a pit of infinite nothing.
All right, so what happened?
So, in October 1948, Dr. Emilius, working alone, finished the world's only X-Sound generator, and he hooked it up to the station's transmitter, waiting for Halloween night when he would switch it on and broadcast X-Sound over every radio within 100 miles of Drakesville.
But that didn't happen. I'm sure I would have heard about that.
No, it didn't happen, but not because Dr. Emilius didn't try. At midnight, while Electromatic Radio was broadcasting a transcription of Lights Out, Dr. Emilius switched the generator on, but a short circuit prevented the X-Sound from being transmitted. Outside the station anyway. Inside, X-Sound poured from every speaker in the building, and when the needle hit the end of the transcription disc that was being broadcast, it just skipped and skipped and skipped hour after hour into the night because every person in the building was dead. And in the morning, when first shift arrived, they found the bodies of their co-workers on the floors, each curled into the fetal position, their faces frozen into masks of stark screaming terror.
And the machine?
Oh, it had burnt itself out after a few hours, but not before it had sanitized the building. All over the floors, along with the dead employees, were the bodies of rats, mice, and roaches. Nothing survives X-Sound. They say that the corpses took forever to decay because even the bacteria had been wiped out. Anyway, the X-Sound generator was trash. Thankfully, no one was ever able to figure out how it had worked in the first place. And as for the doctor himself, it's a funny thing. They say they never found his body. Some say that since he was standing right next to the generator when he switched it on, his body as well as his mind were completely consumed by X-Sound. And some say that on every Halloween night since, if you listen very, very closely to the station's intercom system, you can hear Dr. Amelia screaming through the static. Not me, though. Sounds like a bunch of hooey. I think that the more likely explanation is that the mad doctor is still hiding in the bowels of the station somewhere, waiting patiently, ever so patiently, for an opportunity to... strike!
Stop that! Would you stop that? Jeez, kid!
What's the matter, Gray? You look a little pale. You afraid of something?
Me? Absolutely not. Why would you think that?
Hey, you're breaking out in a sweat there, Gray.
So what? Big deal. A man can sweat if he wants to, can't he? The AC must not be working right.
Whatever you say. Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you come down to Sub-Basement 5 with me?
Because it's a total waste of time, kid. There ain't no such thing as ghosts. Take it from me.
That's great. You're a total skeptic. You could act as the control in case I really do find something. You know, keep the experiment on track.
You ain't gonna find anything, kid. It's a waste of time. I'm staying right here and do my job.
Your job is automated, Gray. A handcuffed chihuahua could do it.
I'm still staying right here.
You know, Gray, an impartial observer might conclude that you're,
That I'm what?
Well, a big stinking coward. Not that I would think any such thing myself, of course.
Oh, yeah? I'll show you who's a big stinking coward.
Oh, you don't have to prove yourself to me, Gray.
Damn straight. I'm going down into that basement because I want to.
Naturally. Well, I'm very glad to have you along on this little ghost hunting expedition, Gray. And, oh, before I forget, you'll need this. You know, just in case.
A long time ago, I met Mr. Dracula. He told me, "Do you like Fuencula? It's the new funky dance. We have to dance all nuda for a long time of romance." Oh,
eyes. Shiny blue gold thug, passing through the crystal of my mind. Talk and stop the thing time. Here comes the moment. Run, run, run.
It stinks down here, kids.
It's mildew. Oh, and that underarm flatulence, burning rubber, dead squirrel up the fireplace smell? That's about 50 years of the station's K-list hazardous waste. No one wanted to use sub-basement 5 after the X-sound incident, so they just dumped all their garbage down here.
Should we be breathing this crap?
Probably not.
Do you know what you're doing here, kid?
Not really. Wow, look at that ion spike. Where is that coming from? Hey, Gray, would you pass me the tri-field EM meter?
Jesus, too damn dark down here. Is it this thing?
Put the flashlight on. Yeah, that's it. Hand it.
Can't we get some lights down here? It's bad enough with the stink and the dank, but if I could at least see...
Sorry, Gray. There hasn't been power down here in almost 60 years. I told you, no one wanted to have anything to do with Sub-Basement 5. When I first started working at the station, old man Medley told me they used to draw straws to decide who would dump the waste down here. He told me a couple of stories that...
Whoa, wait.
What?
Did you just hear something?
No. Where'd it sound like it was coming from?
I don't know.
Well, we're recording, so we can always check the tape later.
Hey, what's that?
What?
Over there, against the wall by that door. What is that, a stairwell?
I don't know, but I think I know what that thing is. In fact, there's really only one thing it can be.
You mean that's it? That's the X-sound thingamajig?
Well, it's not an alpha wave particle compositor or electron filtration inducer or any other piece of standard broadcasting equipment. I mean, just look at it. It's incredible. What are those things on the front? Huge capacitors? And look, see that? Those conduits leading up from the top? They've been patched into the relay box for the intercom system. Dr. Emilius must have tried to use the intercom system to jump his X-sound signal into the station's transmitter. Amazing.
Hey, don't get too close to that thing, kid.
It's harmless, Gray. Fried itself back in 1948, remember? And even then, there's no power down here. It's funny, though. It should be ice cold, but it's kind of warm. Would you, pass me the digital laser thermometer?
Here.
Wow, explain that. This thing is almost 15 degrees warmer than anything else around it. That's really weird.
Yeah, weird. Maybe we should think about getting back up to the station, though.
Why? We've got all the time in the world. I want to at least try to get some solid readings from...
Did you hear that?
I heard that. Did it come from inside that doorway?
I think so. Hey, what the hell do you think you're doing, kid?
Well, what does it look like I'm doing? I'm going in.
No way! Get the hell away from there! Matt! Matt, get out of there! Matt?
No! No! Get the hell away from me! Get back! Get back!
Matt!
What? Get away! I'll...
Matt!
Run, Gray! Run!
Chief!
Run!
The streets of Salem were a terrifying sight. The witches dancing with the demons in the night. Their evil minions watch a town while it's in bed. Wish 'em dead, wish 'em dead, wish 'em dead. Old Reverend Paris knew that something was amiss. He felt the evil from a spiritual abyss. He knew the time had come to purify the town. Hunt 'em down, hunt 'em down, hunt 'em down. Assembling a squad, this pitchfork army on a mission sent from God. No witch was saved from Reverend Paris's brigade. Their crusade, their crusade, their crusade. Call the magistrate and don't you wait another minute, cause this town is going to hell if we don't put away the sinning. And we got no time to let a jury have their turn. Let them burn, let them burn, let them burn. The damned were crammed into a carriage on the square. Their faces battered and their bodies all were bare. The reverend led them to an isolated hill. Time to kill, time to kill, time to kill. One by one their necks were snapped beneath the cedar tree. The spirits vanished and the demons all were free. They dug a hole to hold the devilish remains. They were slain, they were slain, they were slain. The town was safe from all those wicked dissidents. They could continue with their life of innocence, dispensing justice from a higher power.
Japheth, what do you think?
He's invisible, is what's the matter with him. If he gets the rest of them clothes off, we'll never catch him in a thousand years.
Thank you.
Jesus, what do I do? I can't leave the kid down there at the mercy or whatever the hell is down there. Even if he did want me to run, I should have stayed. He was right. I'm a total coward. He said run, and I ran like a rabbit on fire, even though I was packing a gun. Oh, God, I gotta go back for him, at least for his body. Oh, jeez. What am I gonna tell Mr. Osborne? That the station's only technician was killed by a ghost? All right, Gray. Calm down, Gray. You got a gun. Just turn around and go back in there and pull the kid out. Pull the kid out in pieces if you have to. All right. Here we go.
Hey, Gray! Whoa, Gray, calm down. It's just me, Matt.
Kid, you're alive! I can't believe it!
Why can't you believe it?
When you went through that door, the noise, all that yelling, the gunshots.
Oh, that. Yeah, well, the doorway leads into a disused stairwell, and you wouldn't believe the size of the rats in there. And not fun talking rats, either. Huge, fearless bastards. So I fired a few rounds into the air to scare them off. Seemed to do the trick.
But you told me to run!
What? No, not run. Rum. I said rum, Gray. Rum.
Rum?
Yeah, rum. Look. See? Puerto Rican rum. There's like 30 crates of Ron Superior stored in that stairwell.
Rum! 30 crates?
Yeah, someone must have stored his stash down in there years ago. A pretty safe hiding spot, considering how afraid everyone was of Sub-Basement 5. Anyway, I was wondering why you ran off. I was pretty sure you liked rum.
Matt, I take back anything I may have ever said about you.
Happy Halloween, Gray.
Happy Halloween, kid. But there's still no such thing as ghosts.
You never know, though.
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.